views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I have been traveling around the globe to share life-transforming information and meeting some really, really smart people along the way. It is my pleasure to share inclusive information with you and to provide you with an opportunity to call in and receive energetic shifts and creative solutions to your problems with my favorite energy practitioners, Mark Kattenbeck, who's also founder of Energetic Upgrade Seminars, which you can look up at energeticupgrade.com. Talented energy mover and musician Phil Free, and my good friend Mr. Leroy Malouf of Energetic Wellbeing Process, Karen Campbell-Batten from Intuitive Living, and geneticist turned epigeneticist Sharan Sirdhar. We live 1-800-930-2819. On today's show, I have a very special guest that I'm really excited to have on, and all the ladies at the gym yesterday were saying, yay, go Dwayne, go. Dwayne Klassen is an international men and relationships expert. He is known as the coach for men. Dwayne has a passion for helping humanity raise the bar and play a bigger game. Dwayne's storied background of both great success and epic challenges are timely for the lessons that prove no matter how hard life can get, that we can step up and make your world more remarkable. Dwayne's perfect storm was what it took to lose it all, but also it was the perfect lesson to help him be the inspiration he is today. His book, The Remarkable Man, Champions to Women, Heroes to Children, and Brothers to Each Other, opens the door to what is possible for today's 21st century men in relationships, family, and in business. It's about a world where men recognize that we live in the age of the empowered woman and the divine feminine frequency. It's our time for men to step up and truly live from their authentic masculine power. Dwayne is also the founder and creator of the Remarkable Man Project, a global initiative to challenge 1 million men to play a bigger game in their lives. The vision for the project is to create the largest men's leadership and empowerment network in the world to give men the resources and brotherhood to be remarkable for all humankind. Welcome to the show, Dwayne.
Colette, it's a real pleasure and honor to be on your show. I love what you're up to.
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun shifting energy. Yesterday when I was at the gym, I was at 30-minute HIIT, there was a man on the roof across the street shortly after I got there that was actually threatening to jump.
Oh, no.
You know, yeah, and the police were all around and, you know, the owner was, everybody was all upset. And I just sort of connected with this man, like, energetically to realign him to his computer, you know, to his hard drive, and to connect him back to source energy. And I'm really happy to say that he got down safely off the roof and everything was okay.
That's great.
You know, I talk to so many women and men, and we're all feeling like this big shift that you're talking about. And so I'm really, really looking forward to hearing, you know, your views on this. Because when I talk to women, they all say, that, or not all of them say, but a lot of women say that, you know, where's the man? And then when I talk to men, they say, what do women want from us? So, you know, you go for it. You tell us.
Yeah, well, there is a changing relationship landscape. I mean, there's been dramatic shifts in even the last 5 or 10 years, and how men are showing up, how women are showing up. You know, we're certainly in the age of the empowered woman, and the challenge is that she should not have to dumb it down or play small to be with us. And as a man, I've seen a lot that's occurring with the work that I do, the clients that I have, and most of the guys are just feeling like there's just like it's a malaise, and I call it a global epidemic that's happening to men. And right now, men are more confused, more frustrated, more challenged as to what it means to be a man in today's world than ever before. And so, what's happening now is, you've got this incredibly empowered woman, and you've got these guys, and the two worlds are colliding, and relationships now are the cannon fodder for what's happening here. And right now, most guys don't realize it, that almost 70% of the relationships that are ending because she said so. And most of the guys are sitting there going, I didn't see it coming. What happened? How do we fix this? And it's too late. Because the women have been traditionally, they've been the stewards of the relationship. And the guys have been conditioned, through archetypal examples, through their fathers or grandparents, how to show up in relationship. And it's not serving today's relationships. So now guys are going, well, what do I have? What's going on? And they're losing their sense of utility, their purpose in the relationship. Because she can do it all, and she can. But they don't realize that that's the wrong language. They're not realizing that they can step powerfully into that relationship dynamic. Because as much as she is in a go-forward, powerful woman, there is a space within her where that divine feminine needs to be expressed. And she has to get out of that masculine energy. And that's what our job is to help her to free up her feminine energy. And most
Glory.
Guys don't understand.
Yeah, glory, hallelujah. You said it brilliantly. Because it is so much, it's actually a huge relief for women when men step up. And mm-hmm. It is. And that's what I'm telling you. I speak to people from all around the world. And, you know, women are saying that, like, I just want to be a woman. Like, I just want to be able to feel like a woman, you know. And men are saying, you know, what do they want? So, how was it that you ended up doing this work?
Well, it didn't just pop into my world and go, hey, I'm going to do this work. It was, in fact, if you asked me 6 or 7 years ago that this is the work I'd be doing, I would have just kind of scratched my head and thought, you know, what are you on?
I just have to interrupt you for a second because I just realized we need to go to a break. I was all excited about hearing about this, but when we come back, we will definitely get you to tell us about this. I want to hear your
Perfect.
Story. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen. And my guest today is Dwayne Klassen. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy and really get down to the bottom of this issue and to make some more shift happen.
Exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward.
Tune in each each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Dwayne Klassen. Before we continue, Dwayne, would you just share your contact information with people in the audience here so that they can connect with you?
Sure. They can, they can reach me at www.dwayneklassen.com, DwayneKlassen.com.
Awesome. And I understand that you have a gift for people who are listening in. Would you like to share that with us?
Sure. If you go to that URL, I've got a free PDF. It's called How to Create Your Remarkable Life. Excellent PDF ebook. I've also got a MP3 download for a recording on how to create your remarkable life. And also, I have a precursor to my book that's out, The Remarkable Man. So you'll get the first
I think it was the chapter first chapter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I looked it up.
So there's lots there. And I want to give as much as I can to your audience.
Oh, thank you. We really, really appreciate it. And I just want to point out to people, if you're in Calgary, Alberta, April 24th to 26th, there is an amazing expo happening there. It's called the New Earth Expo. It's at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A in Calgary, Alberta. And it is the leading exposition showcasing eco-friendly, natural health, alternative medicine, and spiritual lifestyles. And Dwayne, you're going to be there speaking, are you not?
Yes, I'm really excited to be a part of the lineup. I'm super excited. Greg Braden's been a hero of mine since the 80s. I'm dating myself now, but
me too.
Yeah,
and to be able to Braden.
I do too, and to be able to share the stage with him is truly an honor. I'm really looking forward to it.
He's such a gentleman. I really, really enjoy his energy. He was on the radio show last year. So now let's get back to what, you call it your perfect storm. And because I know you didn't just sort of walk into this work, like you said, what that's rarely the case, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. So tell us what brought you here?
Well, I was actually in a really good phase of my life. I had everything going exactly the way I wanted it. So this is going back to about 2006. And I had, in about an 18-month period, this incredible scenario that I had created. I had a very successful startup outdoor advertising company that was just about to take North America by storm. While that was coming together, I manifested some less than honorable partners to help me run the company. And we went through a really nasty proxy battle. I got, kicked out of my own company. And
yikes.
It was illegal. And after 18 months, I won the company back. But there was nothing left to save. They absolutely destroyed the company. And so that was gone. And so while that was happening, I found out my 7-year-old son from a previous relationship was not mine.
Yeah.
And so for your parents out there, you can imagine what that would feel like. But I'm also in my dream relationship. I'm engaged to the woman of my dreams. She was everything I ever could imagine. And she was very successful. She's beautiful. She's raising two daughters on her own. And yeah, I had my everything. However, as a lot of men, we align with and we feel that we're connected to whatever it is we are doing. That's our identity. And because my company was essentially it was gone, I lost my identity because I had created this thing from the ground up and now it's gone. And then with my son, the news of that was heartbreaking. And so my energy that I had for myself and what I brought into the relationship, it started to go. And I didn't know it at the time. I didn't have the language for it until I did the research. But when I entered that relationship, I was in my masculine energy. I was in that vibrational frequency that really attracted her because she's a very strong woman and very intimidating to a lot of men. But I was in that vibration that would attract her and allowed her to be in her feminine energy because she's a very masculine woman, very successful, doing the things that she needed to do. But our relationship dynamic was such that it was juicy, it was vivacious, it was sexy, it was everything. But I lost that energy, and I didn't know that this was happening in my relationship. So I could sense that something definitely was wrong. But I was showing up the way pop culture teaches men to show up. And I'd be, okay, yes, dear, whatever you like, dear. No, no, you picked up flowers, dear. Whatever restaurant you want to go to is good with me. And meanwhile, she's doing the kind of gag reflex, where's my guy? And all she's looking for is, honey, 7 o'clock, little black dress, get ready.
Yes.
Yes. And but
you
see,
got it,
I did,
Dwayne.
That's it. I didn't know it at that time. And so I could feel that she still loved me, but I could feel that she wasn't attracted to me. And for any of you guy listeners out there, you know what that feels like. And it's a sinking feeling. And I ended up going in the friend zone, which is like the worst place to go in a romantic relationship. So the relationship ended. And so there I was on my own. I had lost everything. And so I basically was, what do I go from here? And so one of my mentors was Les Brown. And he said, if you're going to fall down, fall on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up. And so I started looking for support. And my sister, Karen Klassen, who I'm sharing the stage with at our event coming up, I'm so excited. She's been a guiding light in my life for most of my adult life. And so she kind of just allowed me to re-evaluate my skill sets and what I'm about, and kind of just gave me a recharge. And with that, I started looking at the resources that women had available to them. And I was just blown away by the amount of networks that women have as a resource. And so I just went, wow, okay, there is a resource or support group for every aspect of a woman's life. I mean, every aspect. There's not something out there that a woman can't access. And I went, what's out there for guys? Well, what do guys have? And so I started looking for guy support, men's groups and whatnot. And it was tough. It was like the secret society. It was like,
yeah,
okay.
Men don't reach out like women for help. Women are very much that way. They'll talk about their problems. They'll get emotional about their problems. They'll work it out with their friends, you know, with their sisters. And men, when I talk to men, they feel like if they do that, they say that it makes them not feel masculine.
Well, that's a paradigm that we're shifting away from, and that's all of our archetypal models that we've been conditioned with. And so I just I started talking to some guys, and they I know a guy who knows a guy that knows about this group, and so I started to discover, Colette, that these are all like they're all in a church basement, or it's drumming naked in the forest. And I'm going, really?
You're right. Those are the two extremes for men.
You know, am I?
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because it's true.
And so I just went, wow, you know, this is not really what's floating my boat, because I knew where I was at and I knew this image that I wanted to attain or get back to. And these groups, you know, they're fine for if that's what you're looking for, and they will provide you with what it is that you're seeking. However, that wasn't what I was seeking. And I didn't want to get around guys that were commiserating or lamenting on their challenges. And I just felt that they were more into their dramas than into the solution. So I wanted to get past that. And it was like a download. The universe just said, you know what? You're going to create this. And I went, hey, how am I going to, do you see where I'm at? Do you see where I'm coming from? And you want me to be that guy? And it was as if the conversation went, well, does it scare the hell out of you? Yes, it does. Well, that's a good sign, isn't it? And does it excite you? Yeah, it does. And so all of a sudden I'm on this path, and I've always been endowed with the ability to write and to speak. The advertising, and I'm going to be straight up with you with the mask off, that the advertising, that whole phase was all about my ego. We made a lot of money in a very short period of time, and I recognized that this was all about me. Check me out. I've got this thing. And even my relationship, I would truly be in my truth. She represented something I wanted to show off. She was, a goddess in every sense of the word. And so that whole period was all about an external life that I wanted to put out there. And so the universe just said, yeah, okay, well, big guy.
Here we go.
Here we go. It's going to be a fun ride. You won't laugh at it, but eventually you will.
The roller coaster from hell.
Yes.
I have to interrupt you because we need to go for a break. But when we get back, we will continue hearing your story. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com or on all the social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And Tricia, we know you're on the line. We will take your call. I'm sure you have a question to ask Dwayne. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Chow. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give Love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
I am Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Dwayne Klassen here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Dwayne, I'm going to get you to finish your thought, but we're just going to take this call for Tricia, who's been patiently waiting. Okay, Tricia, are you there?
Hi, Colette.
Hi there, Tricia. What can Dwayne and I do for you today?
I've recently finished schooling, and I'm just basically trying to find myself some employment.
Okay. So I'm getting that you want some energetic shifts. So what I'm going to do is let Dwayne finish talking about what his experience, and I will in the background just energetically shift some of what I'm picking up from your situation, and it has a lot to do with what Dwayne's talking about. So it's this masculine feminine energy coming in big time. Dwayne, you were just talking about, you know, your work and how you got there and how you, you know, you felt like you were in your ego more, and now you're in this place where you want to share. I'm getting what is really authentic information from you.
Yeah, and just to wrap up on it, it was just a moment in time when I started to go down this path about what was going on with men. When I was writing the book, that's when the aha happened. And this is when I really started to align with what was happening with the masculine, feminine energies and how it was showing up in my world. And then I started looking at all the relationships that I had from a different lens about this masculine, feminine energy and how it was showing up in my life. And when I started doing the research, I was shocked about this epidemic that I was uncovering, that men around the world were starting to feel this energy where this masculinity was starting to dissipate within themselves and how they were showing up, and women were feeling the masculine. And so these energies were, you know, going back and forth and aligning within people in a way that wasn't necessarily serving them. And so I recognized that I was coming up with this language that a lot of people were living, but not able to express because they didn't have a language for it. And so women that I talked to would go, "Oh my God, that's my Harvey you're describing. Oh, wow. How does he get out of it?" Or women were going, "Oh wow, that's me. That I need to do that." Or the guys are going, "What? I have feminine energy in me? What does that mean? How do I get out of it? Or what do I do?" And so I knew I was onto something. And I knew that there needed to be this language created to allow for a conversation that would help them deepen into where they're at and do some course correcting to help them get back into an authentic masculine. And I'll discuss the difference between the old masculine and the authentic in a
Okay,
in a
I'm just going to check in here with Tricia. Tricia, how are you feeling right now?
I'm just kind of surprised with the topic today because of my masculine energy in the jobs that I have, because I work solely in an automotive industry where I'm the only female painter. Mm-hmm. And I struggle with it because there's no acceptance.
Are you talking about there's no acceptance from the men or the women, or just in general in society?
Mostly from the men that you work with.
Okay. And so, you know, a lot of what Dwayne was just talking about was coming up for you, like having the language to express yourself and all of that. So I was working on that. Congratulations on going back to school and getting on the dean's list. I read that on Facebook because I looked you up. And so let's just get you strong to recognizing that we are all in a different time right now. There's so much information out there. Women are doing what men traditionally did. Men are, you know, feeling sometimes that they're giving up that place. So we're just going to get you really strong that your two energies, masculine and feminine, that you can merge the two of those in a way that works for you 100%. And we'll just strengthen that. I'm going to let you off the phone because you've been on for so long. And Dwayne is going to now talk about some of the languaging that women use and men use that would benefit you greatly when you are in those situations and also as you step forward and move into your new career. And congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Dwayne, like this is like what a lot of women are telling me too, that they're in men's, like what was traditionally men's jobs or careers, and mm-hmm. they don't feel accepted. And so,
that is going to exacerbate over time too, because that is our a traditional role. However, it's not necessarily a place where she's not being accepted. It's these energies as they're playing out. How do we go into these environments that aren't necessarily traditional roles, but still keep a part of who we are, especially when women are in their masculine, moving into these roles? The challenge that they have, the reason why there's this internal struggle is their deepest desire is to feel feminine energy. And a lot of women right now are shutting that part of themselves down because they feel that it's there might be a, this weakness part of them, or if they you know, reveal that, they're going to be judged, or they won't be as effective. They've got to be strong. They've got to be they've got to do it all. And a lot of women are incredibly successful at getting into these masculine roles and stepping into that power. But then there's no outlet for it. It has, that masculine energy must drain. It has to go somewhere. The feminine needs a space. She needs to express that feminine energy some way, somehow, or else it just builds up this tension. And a lot of women don't realize that they're carrying it. And so they'll carry it into a relationship, and then it's dumped onto him.
That is like a beautiful explanation of what's going on. You know, I've experienced this because I'm out there, you know, doing seminars and that. And this year, I'm hooked up with a partner of mine, a colleague in Germany. And it's such a relief to allow myself now to be more feminine and take that role and let him be the man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's just such a relief. And a lot of women turn to belly dance and burlesque dance. And, you know, you talk to these, you know, because you're with other women that are also wanting to express that. And this is beautiful what you're saying, the languaging. And I just wanted to let you know that I have had several women connect with me in the last week who did read the first chapter of your book. And they're saying, oh my goodness, I had no idea, you know, and so they really felt it extremely helpful. It empowered them to understand this, you know, rather than blaming men have their own sets of problems to deal with, like, you know, and women, I really wanted to ask you about this because I hear from so many women, they'll say that it's harder to be a woman than it is to be a man. And I don't agree with that at all, because I connect with both men and women. And I find that everybody is challenged by this. Even our children are challenged by this. And I wanted you to just talk a little bit about that.
I would think in today's world that women right now have created a construct, a way of being that allows them to be a lot more in their power than men do right now. We are in the age of the empowered woman, and this is her time. And I have a whole theory based on this, and we're actually moving out.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, because yep. I can't believe how the time is flying here.
We need to go to a break.
We need to go for another break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about that. This is Colette Marie Stephan with The Truth is Funny. I am thrilled to connect with all of you and happy to say that my long-awaited book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, is going to be soon available. It's in the editing process. And this book is a compilation of years of experiences and insights that I have gathered. And I just want to warn you, when you read this book, it may trigger the shift out of you. So when we come back, we're going to hear some more from Dwayne and how to merge these masculine and feminine energies, particularly in our business lives and also in our relationships with each other. We'll be right back.
Are you anxious and worried? Do you feel stuck with fear and insecurity? Hello, my name is Dr. Friedmann Schaub. My Breakthrough and Empowerment program has helped thousands to overcome their emotional challenges. Join me for the upcoming Breakthrough and Empowerment video seminar series, which starts on April 8th. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to find out how you can transform your life in just 3 months.
Dr. Love's Quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have a wonderful guest on the show with me today, Mr. Dwayne Clausen. And Dwayne, I just want to get you to share your information with people again, just so they know how to connect with you.
Sure. They can go to www.dwayneclausen.com. And all the details are there.
Perfect. And just share once again your gift.
I've actually got three of them, three bonuses for your listeners. I've got How to Create Your Remarkable Life. It's an ebook, an incredible guide to help you get to where it is you want to go. I've got a MP3 download, The Keys to Living Your Remarkable Life. And I've got the first chapter of my book, The Remarkable Man, Champions to Women, Heroes to Children, Brothers to Each Other, all available for you. And just go to www.dwayneclausen.com.
I want to thank you so much for myself and the listeners for being so generous, and also wanted to let you know that I've heard from several women that have read the first chapter of your book, and they're like, whoa, okay, that explains a lot. So I just want to give you an opportunity. Oh, before I forget, though, I just want to mention to people, if you are going to be in Calgary, Alberta, April 24th to April 26th, the New Earth Expo at Stampede Park, Big Four Building, Hall A. Dwayne will be speaking there. So, Dwayne, we were talking about, you know, the masculine and the feminine and how to merge all of this. We've only got a few minutes left. Time flies.
Yes.
So just I would really like to have you finish what you were telling us before the break.
Okay, perfect. And I'll get right to it. What if there was something that was going on between the space between me and you that was bigger than all of us? This masculine and feminine energy and how it's showing up. What if something was going on that was global, this part of the galaxy, our universe? Well, it is. And that's why this shift that is occurring in women and how it's showing up and them being empowered and why men are feeling this malaise. Well, our Earth oscillates through different frequencies over the years. And these frequencies shift every few thousand years. We've actually just come out of a masculine vibrational cycle. And we are now in a feminine cycle. Now, this doesn't happen just like that. It takes about 100 years for these transitions to occur. And we've, it just comes in slowly. There's a whole lot that has occurred. But as the feminine comes in, the first wave happened at the turn of the last century, and the suffragette movement was formed. Women without any electronic devices around the world in the Western world went, hey, we need to count it. We need to vote. And they got the right to vote. But while that frequency was coming in, the masculine is going, hey, what the heck's going on? I'm not liking this. Hey, you know what? Let's go blow stuff up. So World War I happened. And so millions of men, the masculine energy moves so that the feminine can move in. So the second wave happens, and now women are in the factories, and production actually goes up 23%. And it's shaking up the status quo with the nuclear family. Everything else is, you know, something's really different here. Well, the masculine goes, hey, this is really strange energy. I'm not liking this. I'm uncomfortable. And hey, we should go blow stuff up. Yeah. So now they do. And World War II happens. And millions of men leave the planet, and the masculine energy has to make way for the feminine. Third wave happens. Now we're in the 60s. Now the masculine energy isn't as reactive as that used to be. So it's not the same energy. Men are now starting to grow their hair long, and the hippie movement is formed. The women's liberation comes on, and so does the civil rights. So these are feminine energy entities. However, there are still some of the masculine that needs to impact this. And so the JFK assassination, Martin Luther King, Bobby Kennedy, in ways of taking out the life of the collective. But it doesn't work. So now we move into 1996. That's the fourth wave. And an epoch in human history occurred. The internet went around the world. Women used it to come together, to galvanize, to create that sisterhood, that goddess energy. Men used it to separate themselves through porn, gaming, all these things. And that was really when the shift really started to happen. And in 2012, that's the first time that the masculine had to acquiesce, had to move away, and now the feminine energy is the dominant energy. So if women think that they are empowered now, they haven't seen anything yet. If men are feeling this energy that, I don't know, man, I don't know how to show up, I don't know what to do, or this malaise, guys, you haven't seen anything yet. But there is a way out, and that is engaging your authentic masculine power. And by doing that, that's a heart-centered masculine energy. We've moved out of what's called the egoic masculine. That's the reactionary, the fight-or-flight egoic energy. And if you want to own your space in this time and have that deep, rich, romantic, sexual push-pull relationship, owning your masculine energy is as simple as being decisive. Breathe a lot. But watch what you're eating. Get around men. You must get around men and get into that masculine energy. It's so important that we start creating community and making community with men sexy, making it attractive, making it's a cool thing to do. Because, guys, we need each other. This is our time. We need to step up and into our authentic masculine and be champions to the women in our lives.
Glory, hallelujah. very well said, Dwayne, because, you know, it's really funny how my good friend, he has four daughters, and he said he could give them, you know, four football helmets, and one will end up the mom, one will end up the dad, one will, you know, and you know, it's just, you know, women do, all the women I hear from, they want men to be men, and the men want women to be women. It would be so boring if we were all the same. Oh my Lord, you know. And so there is a lot of confusion out there, and you know, it's a different dynamic. And as you said, you know, with the internet age, we are inundated with information continuously, and that creates a lot of energy. And so, yes, you know, I just want to thank you for being so, you know, manly. And
well, thank you.
really, totally enjoyed having you here on the show. And, you know, have a great time in Calgary. I just would like to let people know what I'm up to. I would be in Calgary, but I'm also I have a speaking engagement at a wonderful event also, and that's at the 37th annual Spring Festival of Awareness in Penticton, BC, which is like an amazing event. And then on June 10th, and Mark and I will be in Vancouver. And we will have a Get to Know Us event. And then we have our upcoming Relationship Rescue Seminar on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of June. And in Kelowna, we will be at 30 Minute Hit. And Mark will share some of his, he has 32 years of martial arts experience. And he will share some of that with the women that go to the gym there. Dwayne, it was such a pleasure connecting with you. You know, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you, Tricia, for calling in. One last word here, Dwayne.
Thank you so much, Colette. I really appreciated being on the program, and I love how you're making shift happen for everyone around this planet to step up and play a bigger game. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to all the listeners. We'll see you soon next week, Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.